Welcome to episode 16 of Good Enough for the Internet, the Nathaniel Jones Podcast, brought to you this week by...
Food. Next time you're hungry, try food.
And now, here's your host, Nathaniel Jones!
Thank you. Welcome to the podcast. Back for another week. Hope you enjoyed last month when we had our month-long Halloween special. Now we're back to regular events. And we have a lot of regular events today, so we're going to jump right in.
And now, Nathaniel Jones salutes Nathaniel Jones!
Today's Nathaniel Jones story comes from Facebook, where Nicole Jones writes, "My brother Nathaniel Jones is the 5A district champion. I'm so proud." And later, Trina Jones responds with the story of how it happened.
Nathaniel Jones was maybe 25 seconds ahead of the pack toward the last 800 meters of the race, and he was lost. The race officials used yellow paint on the ground for direction, and when the sun rose high in the sky, the yellow paint blended with the fall colors on the ground. The end of the course was changed from the map, so the only way to go was by the paint on the ground. Everyone started panicking, including me, when we realized Nate was lost and didn't know where to go. The race official realized what was happening and tried to sprint to where Nate was to tell him where to go. Nathaniel was jumping up and down in the same spot as if he had to go potty, LOL. Nathaniel was yelling, "Where do I go?" The lady race official was tired from trying to run to the spot where Nate was, and she was yelling to him where to go. Nathaniel ran up and down and all around like a little squirrel trying to cross the street. It was even funnier because the official was having a hard time trying to figure out which way he should go because it was hard for her to see the line also. Or she just couldn't figure out what Nate was doing. By this time, the chase pack caught up to Nate, and they were just as confused. There were runners running back and forth and cutting the course all over the place. They looked like a bunch of sugar ants running around. Nathaniel had one more surge left in him, and he took off one more time toward the pending finish. LOL. The order from place 2 to 7 was all turned around because some ran shorter and some ran longer. Nathaniel was 70 meters off course and had to run back to the right spot and then finish the race. Afterwards, it was so funny. It was a very good race, and Klein Forest, and Klein did a great job. The team only won by 2 points. But toward the end, it was anybody's guess to what the order should have been for the guys. I laughed and laughed. I wish I had a video camera. Coach Sieber did an excellent job of mapping out a new challenging course. To which Nicole Jones replied, "Coach Sieber mapped it? No wonder it was confusing. And for winning that race in such an amazing manner, Nathaniel Jones salutes Nathaniel Jones.
That was Nathaniel Jones salutes Nathaniel Jones! And now, stories by kids. Here in England, we take care of our fellow companions, such as dogs. But many years ago, in about 1620, the owners of dogs everywhere started to lose interest and just do something better, they say. Soon, the owners even forgot to feed the dogs, and slowly they started to die. The poor, innocent little babies needed more food. They were dumped into the dumpster. Then a strange caveman sort of person came out of a stick house. that very instant, the little puppies all crowded around the man. Hello, my fellow little ones. You got lost? Of course, dogs can't talk, but we'll allow you to hear what they said. Our owners just stopped feeding us for no apparent reason. The little man replied, of course. Salaya put them under a terrible spell. Suddenly, a man who was wearing a black coat and a hideous frown on his face squeezed his enormous giant body into the stick hut. Well, 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 look what the tide washed up, said a high-pitched, squeaky voice. Cecilia, why did you hypnotize the possessed owners? No reason, no reason, except your past. All right, my mother, she bought me a border collie. I call it Snookums. She didn't like the name, so she threw it out. I only had it for a week, so I am having revenge. No, cried the caveman. Yes, I know it's sad, but these puppies haven't done anything. They're dying under your responsibility. The giant emerged from his seat and slammed the door behind him. That didn't work, sighed the little man. There is only one more suggestion, a magical potion. We need to go to Spiral Mountain, fly to the Castle of Doom to get the magical ingredients from the extraordinary places. Come on! They got on their suitable clothes and walked out into the cold air. The gang had just reached Spiral Mountain and jogged up it. It took them about 45 minutes to get to the top, where a magical diamond mug laid there with a strange liquid inside. Stig, the strange little man, poured the liquid into a glass and tucked it safely into a pouch. Surprisingly, a hang glider ride was going on with about 50 hang gliders, which was about enough hang gliders for the puppies and Stig. He gave £200 to the man to go to the Castle of Doom and back. Then they reached to grab Frankenstein's brain for the last ingredient. He managed to get his hand glider and swing his legs off the edge of the castle. In Workshop 1620, the people were having a boring meeting about motorways. A puppy had jumped on a rope and sprinkled the liquid and brain juice over the citizens and ran over to grab their companions. People started to cheer for Stig and the puppies for encouragement. So everybody lived happily ever after, except the scientist.
Not to you, but for you. By Jeremy. Okay, picture this. On my way home from a dreadfully long day at work, cruising in my car while singing backup vocals for Fergie. Fergalicious. No one can put it down like her. My world comes crashing down as I am informed that the cable has been turned off. My housemate and I scramble to entertain ourselves, to escape from the quietness of a TV-free world. A world in which you have time to reflect on the madness that has become your life. You bust your behind at work, yet you still live paycheck to paycheck, and you still cannot afford the cable television that keeps you entertained, duping you into thinking all is well and allows you to live vicariously through the lucky few who live the good, worry-free, frivolous life? You know who I'm talking about? Those morons that keep reminding us that money cannot buy happiness. Oh, yeah? But it sure can buy gas at a $1 gillion a gallon! See? They don't have to choose between escapism and filling up their gas tank so they can go to work and bust their you-know-what to live paycheck to paycheck.
Where was I?
Oh, yeah. So I witnessed one housemate feverishly searching online for escape and reality show updates, i.e., who gets kicked off of the dancing show, the Big Brother show, the singing show, the model show, the cooking show. That Chef Ramsay, he's hard to please. Always screaming at someone who undercooked or overcooked something. I don't know, but someone is being booted off of something tonight! Can't pay my cable bill, so cable is shut off? What do I do? Well, I clicked on channels 1 through 501 looking for anything to watch. Desperate times call for desperate measures! So, here is the funny thing! When your cable provider cancels your cable television, you are allowed to watch one of three channels. Learn to speak Chinese channel? Oh yeah. Thank goodness that learning a language that I will never ever use was on my to-do list. Life isn't complicated enough. The God channel or the pay-per-view channel. Preview awesome movies that you could order if only your cable was not shut off. A way for DirecTV to laugh in your face! My atheist self decides on the God channel, 'cause that's how I roll. Contradictions and all. So this freak was speaking to 80,000 members of some cult slash church. 80,000 strong, repeating the phrase, "It's not what happens to you, it's what happens for you." Meaning, it's not the crap that gets thrown your way that matters. It's all purposeful crap that will ultimately lead to your resurrection. That's what this dude was saying. Bad stuff happens, you need to bury it, and from its ashes, you are resurrected. You lost your job, but of course, don't fret, because that didn't happen to you. It happened for you. There is a plan, and it involves you being canned. Everything happens for a reason, blah, blah, blah. I leaped up from my pseudo-workout thing I was doing while listening to this preaching Paul and had a light bulb moment. Our cable has been shut off. It's being done for us, not to us. Holy guacamole! The end.
Those were stories by kids, one of whom very much needs to go into therapy.
And that is it for episode 16. I will see you again next week. Have a great day.
This has been episode 16 of Good Enough for the Internet, the Nathaniel Jones Podcast. Find more at goodenoughfortheinternet.com.